Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor, R-A-K-E-S-H, K-A-P-O-O-R, Rakesh Kapoor. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor is visiting the advanced pain care for a follow-up evaluation. The date of visit is 8-11-2022. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor was seen last on 6/29/2023. And he has undergone a surgery for his right shoulder for a constant severe pain with the involvement of the rotator cuff muscle, the labrum, full thickness, rotator cuff tear impingement, arthrosis of the AC joint, and this was operated by Dr. Cohen, leading to arthroscopic repair and subacromial decompression, acromioplasty with the distal clavicle excision, biceps tenotomy, and labral debridement and synovectomy. So the patient has reasonable recovery now. The pain level is only 3 in the right shoulder, and he can move up to 120 degrees of abduction easily without any pain. Beyond that, he still experiences some tightness, some pain. The patient reports that he has had several IMEs in this area. He is also looking forward for a surgery for his left shoulder also. And he suffers from inflammation and calcification of the infraspinatus and supraspinatus tendon with tear of the supraspinatus tendon. Labrum is also torn in many directions, AC joint degeneration, glenohumeral joint excision. His ability to move the left shoulder is 120 degrees. The pain level is around 1 or 2 at this time, so I'm not sure if he's actually going to be going for surgery, since the recovery is also coming with physical therapy and conservative treatment. The patient has other ailments like phrenic nerve paralysis, which may not be related to the automobile accident, or maybe I'm not sure about that, and he's being seen by experts. Some specialists like pulmonary specialist, cardiologist, and neurosurgeon and neurologist. He is expected to have a EMG done in this area and further testing done whether this paralysis is a result of auto accident. Patient has been doing very well on physical therapy, and he has a history of mild diabetes, gout, and blood pressure problem, obesity, and he has been being managed by his other physicians, primary care physicians, and other specialists in this area. Regarding the automobile accident, the patient has a report that his pain in the neck is minimal to around 4. All the swelling that was present in the beginning in the muscles, proximal to trauma all around the neck, is now completely gone. His range of motions of the cervical spine has improved, and lumbar spine also has a pain only on 5. There is no pain in the upper back or middle back, and pain level is usually between 4 to 7, and ADLs are affected 3 only. He is able to work full time on his job. 60% to 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. Please review the chart for basically for the ADLs and system review and substance abuse and compliance history. Patient is not requiring any strong pain medication other than ibuprofen at this time. No muscle relaxers are given. Physical therapy still continues 3 times per week. According to Dr. Cohen, he needs several months of therapy for his shoulder. For the cervical thoracic and lumbar, as well as for both shoulders. Pain in the knee is completely better now. He's disability-wise, he's allowed to work full-time, 7 hours for 5 days, and 5 pound lifting limit. No other restrictions are needed. He's also referred to a neuropsych for further therapy for his anxiety, panic, depression, and maybe loss of memory. If the evaluation come positive, another MRI would be necessary. His previous MRI showed some non-specific white matter changes with some lesions, but they were non-specific, and the patient has not exhibited any abnormal symptoms at this moment. And we have asked the patient to be seen by a neurologist for further issues. The headaches are not reported. There is no history of any dizziness or vertigo or any loss of balance, vision problem, taste problem, smell problem, or any other cranial nerves intact. All the cranial nerves are intact. The phrenic nerve mystery is like this. It is possible that he may have suffered a brain trauma, but it is not possible to identify and verify in the MRIs. And since he is already seeing Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon and a neurologist, Dr. Verma, I believe they may be able to do further testing for the phrenic nerve issue. And other than that, I do not have any additional thing. I have referred him for counseling. A laser treatment was discussed with the patient. Loss of body weight was discussed, and a yoga meditation has been discussed. I requested him to join a gym. And otherwise, patient seems stable. He needs to maintain his blood pressure, weight, and diabetes through his other physician specialist. He's seeing a pulmonary specialist. At the end, it will be figured out whether this phrenic nerve issue on his left side came from the car accident or not. That will be a question mark there. And so far, I have not seen any EMG yet. We are waiting for those reports to arrive, and the final opinion will be made at that time. Thank you.